I'll tell you what, brethren. I am very glad to be here today. This is a good meeting. I like to see God's people functioning in the body the way it was meant to function.
Gusto siya o malipay siya nga magtanaw sa makaigsoonan nga nagapanliyo ko sa abdiya sa lawas ni Kristo.
It's good to see the sister functioning in the gift that God has given her.
O nga, nalipay po siya nga tanaw sa kababae nga nagapanliyo sa banggasang anak niya.
Working together, husband and wife, working together.
Nagapanliyo sila magtiyayo ang banaw kasawa.
Amen. And brethren, the word of the Lord, remember, the presence of Jesus is here in this place today. All we need to do is reach out and take what He has to offer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have, in the praying this morning, we have encountered spiritual warfare already. And whether you talk about it or not, we are still in the midst of spiritual warfare. Satan and his kingdom are busy trying to throw down the kingdom of God. And God has given us the responsibility of resisting the force of darkness that He will not take down the things of God or this earth. And that applies to the things of our own life and our own circumstances as well. So let's look at the Word of God as far as what it says about our own deliverance, our own warfare against the enemy.
May tungkol sa atong pagkagawas nun o ang pagpakikbatok sa atong mga kaaway.
There's a couple verses in the 6th chapter of Proverbs.
Atong basahan din sa Kapitulo 6 sa Proverbio, doon ay pipila ka mga teksto din.
And I believe it talks about our responsibility for our own deliverance.
Og nagtuo ko nga nagisgot kini sa atong mga responsibilidad aron kita mismo mapahigawas sa atong kaugalingon.
You know, so many times we believe that if we're going to be delivered, somebody has to come and lay hands on us and tell the devil he must leave our life.
Ang kasagaran nato nagtuo siya nga nagkinahanglan kita kanunay nga dunay mo pangdom kanato aron nga makagawas ang mga datang espiritu gikan kanato.
But I want to tell you, brethren, that 95% of the deliverance in my life came from me and the Lord getting violent with the devil.
Pasultihan ko kung makaigsoonan nga sa akong kinabuhi, 95% nga kami raw sa Ginoo mao ang nagahingili niini na makagawas ang mga datang espiritu sa iyang kinabuhi.
Say, well, Brother Mark, where is the devil in your life? Well, at one time there was a whole lot more of him there.
Oh,
You see, I inherited things from my father.
Kay tanawa, ako manguna panunod ang tanang mga butang gikan sa akong sa akong amahan.
I inherited a mindset from my race of people, shall we say.
Oh, napanunod niya diya sa iyang mga pangunahon na ang mga binuhatan manggo sa mga katauhan. Ato lang ingno ni ana.
There were certain weaknesses and tendencies of certain sins that follow my family line.
Namagwidaghang mga kasaypanan o kasalanan nga napanunod o nasunod sa iyang mga kaliwatan.
And the traits of these things were passed on to me.
O ang kini mga paghulga, may tungod din mga butanga, napasa diha sa iya.
Satan simply waiting for an opportunity to build his empire more and more within my soul.
Kay gusto mong good ang yawa nga makapahimutan ang isa rin sa higayon nga makapahimutan gin siya sa sunod sa iyang templo.
So let's look at Proverbs chapter 6.
Atong tanawon diya sa Proverbio kapitulo 6.
And I'm going to read the first five verses, and I understand the first verse perhaps doesn't speak directly to the situation, but it speaks indirectly to the situation. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger.
Anak, nakasaad ka ba na ikaw ang mubayad sa utang sa laing tao?
In other words, you took out a loan from a stranger, you owe him money, you owe him something, and now he has you in bondage.
Nagapasabot kini nga ikaw nakautang o nakautang ka sa imong isika tao o niya karon na himo kang ginapo.
And this describes the situation in which we were born, that we were born in somewhat in bondage to Satan.
Nagapasabot kini nga kita nagapos kita diha sa mga paagi sa demonyo o kang satana.
And even to some extent we gave in to that.
O bisan pa sa laing tao o bisan pa ngadto kaniya nakahatag ta ni ana.
So we have certified the claim that he has upon our soul.
Muna nga morabag siya na may tagiya din sa atong kalag.
Now I know that the blood of Jesus forgives us.
Apanasayod kita nga ang dugo ni Ginoo Jesu Kristo nagapasaylo kanato.
But in the course of our life, our salvation is not finished until we come to the end of the line.
Apan ang tunglo o ang kaluwasan nga angay unta kanato wala pagid makumpleto aron makabot nato ang kagawasan.
Is it in Peter that said, Paul that wrote, now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed?
Mao kun nga naisulat diha isulat ni Pablo ni Pedro ang atong kaluwasan karon mas duol kaysa una sa mao pa nato ang pagsugod niini.
And Peter speaks of a salvation to be revealed at the last time, at the last day.
Nagpasabot si Pedro sa kaluwasan nga umaabot niini ang katapusan mga adlaw.
So I am saved.
Mao na nga ako luwas.
I am being saved.
Ako na luwas gayon.
I am going to be saved.
Oh, mapaingon pagyud ko sa pagkaluwas.
My salvation isn't finished, but I am saved.
Ang akong kaluwasan mao man galing mahuman matapos pero luwas na ko.
That means that more and more of the kingdom of God coming into my soul.
Nagapasabot sa ikine nga nagadugang ug nagadugang ang kaluwasan nga niabot sa akong kalag.
Less and less of the kingdom of Satan in my soul. My thinking, my thoughts, my affection, more and more the kingdom of God. So the second verse says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth.
Are you reading in the Bible?
The second verse.
Okay. Nalitag ka ba sa kaugalingon mong mga pulong? O nabitik sa kaugalingon mong mga panaad?
You see, there was a time that we gave place with our mouth.
Usahay sa atong kinabuhi, kita na mismo mo naghatag og igayon, pinagi sa atong pagtanulti.
We gave in to Satan's kingdom.
Na makasulti sa di maayo ba nga makapahinungod hinoon nga tukang Satanas.
But what does the word say now?
Apanon sa man ang gisulti sa pulong sa
kinabuhi. Verse 3, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend or thy enemy. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend.
Kung mao ka na anak, umos ka sa gahom niya ng maong tao. Apan ane paagi nga makalingkawas sa gikan niini. Atua siya pagdali o pagkiluoy nga pasayloon kaniya.
Do this now.
Buhata kini karon.
Deliver thyself.
Ipahigawas ang imong kaugalingon.
Do this now.
Buhata kini karon.
Deliver thyself.
Ipahigawas ang imong kaugalingon.
God has given us the means of our deliverance.
Ang Dios naghatag na kanato o kagahom aron nga mahigawas kita.
He has given us the power.
Naghatag siya kanato og gahom.
The authority.
Naghatag siya kanato og awtoridad.
He has given us the weapons of our warfare.
Naghatag siya kanato og mga armadura para sa gubat.
He has given us the blood.
Naghatag na siya sa iyang dugo.
Before which no devil can stand.
Aron nga walay demonyo na makabarog bato kanato.
We have the means to bring righteousness into our own, this kingdom of myself.
Niya na kanato ang tanan aron nga mahimo nato ang pagkamatarong para sa gingharian sa Dios.
And as the kingdom comes into me, I am going to take it and spread it everywhere.
Maanhin na kanako, mahimo na nga ako kini ikasabwag ngadto sa bisan asa nga dapit.
We are going to walk and demonstrate the kingdom of God and His righteousness everywhere the sole of our foot walks.
Magapanlakaw kita og atong ipakita sa mga tawhan ang pagkamatarong iya sa Dios aron sila makakita usab kung unsa ang katarong sa Dios dinhi sa atong kinabuhi.
How urgent is this business?
Unsa kadinalian kini nga mao nga trabaho sa mga igtuna?
Verse 4.
Versikulo 4.
Give not sleep to thine eyes nor slumber to thine eyelids.
Ayaw kini katulgi.
Don't sleep until you've settled the issue. Now, God isn't going to do everything in 1 hour. But when He puts His finger on the place that He wants deliverance brought to your soul, then we need to attend to that with great urgency. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler.
Kinahanglan nga makalingkawas ka sa litag sama sa langgam o sa lagsaw nga miikyas gikan sa mga ngayam.
What is going to happen to the roe and the bird if he is not delivered from the hunter and the fowler?
Unsa may mahitabo nining maong mga langgam kung dili sila makalingkawas gikan sa kamot nining maong mga mangangayam?
That chicken is going to be in the dinner pot.
Na kana kuno nga manok o langgam adto ginapaingon sa panihapon. Amen.
We would become the dinner for Satan. Amen.
But
what is the position that God wants us in regarding Satan? Remember when Joshua caught the five kings And they locked them into a cave. And they went after the rest of the armies. Then Joshua came back. And he said, bring out these five kings. And he called the captains of his army together. And he said, men, come over here. Put your feet on the necks of these kings. This is where Satan belongs. Get used to the feeling. Satan's neck under my foot. Not his foot on my neck. No, my foot on his neck. Now, brethren, this is the way we are going to deal with all unrighteousness. Not just out there, but in here. What are you going to do when you discover desires and lusts in your own heart that are against the kingdom of God? What are you going to do when you discover thoughts and imaginations? That don't belong here. What will you do when you discover pride, rebellion, disobedience? Are we going to say, oh, my father was like that, my grandfather was that way? No, I am going to break the chain of hold that has held my grandfather and my father and my father's brothers and my brothers. Now, Jesus spoke about deliverance in Luke chapter 11. And he had cast out a devil from a man that had been dumb. And the man began to speak. He had never been able to speak before. And so the religious people came and they said, well, he does it because he's with Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus answered in verse 17. He said, a kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. Now Satan is kind of stupid, but he's not that stupid.
Satanas, wala si Satanas morabaw ka ng minus gid siya o kulang gid siya sa kaalam o kaibalo ay butang ka na.
That was hard.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh, I see. All right, we'll find a better word.
Bangon magid ka.
Okay, he knows that his kingdom must be in line, in order. He cannot allow division in his house. Satan's house. He cannot allow schism, divorce, division in his house.
Satanas, dili siya ingon nga makabungkag, makapabahin-bahin sa iyang gingharian. O sa gingharian sa Dios.
Satan's demons are in rank and file.
Ang mga demonyo manggot, kung sila kanang dunay mga ranggo-ranggo.
But he tries to bring division among God's people. He tries to bring division between husband and wife. Disagreement, mistrust.
Aron nga iyang hatagan og kanang way pagsali kang usag-usa.
Misunderstanding between brethren.
Agaan niya og kinaiya nga dili gid makasabot, magdili makasinabtanay ang usag-usa.
Criticism.
Onya magsugod na sila og kanang pagsaway.
Tale bearing, slander.
Oh, magsugod na sila og duna nay mga sikreto-sikreto, na mga pagtago-tago silang kaugalingon.
But I don't think that he allows that within his ranks.
Pero dili gid tugutan sa Dios nga ang iyang mga binuang.
So Jesus is saying, no, I can't be working with Beelzebub to cast Beelzebub out.
Ningon si Ginoong Hesus nga dili mahimo nga magkauban kami sa daotan o kang Satanas tungod kay si Satanas walay labot sa ako.
And then he said in the 19th verse, he said, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out?
Verse 18? 19. Kung ginoon ako, pagingilin ang mga yawa, giyon sa mandi ay sa inyong mga sumusunod, pagpahawa kanila. Ang inyong kagalingong mga sumusunod, nagpaila na sayop gayod kamo.
The point is, they weren't casting the devils out.
Nagpasabot nga wala kayo sila makapagulat sa mga yawa.
Now here's the verse we're getting to. Verse
20.
But if I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you.
Ang tinuod mao nga naghingilin ako sa mga yawa pinagi sa gahom sa Dios o nagpamatuod kini nga miabot na ang paghari sa Dios diha kaninyo.
So the kingdom of God by the finger of God,
ang gingharian sa Dios pinagi sa mga tudlo sa Dios,
has the power to put out devils from the kingdom of Satan.
Adunay kagahuman sa pagpahawa sa mga demonyo diha sa gingharian ni Satanas.
That is evidence of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not riches. It's not houses and cars. It is not food and rules about food that you can eat and you can't eat. The kingdom of God is not this day or that day is better than, you know, more holy.
May tungod sa mga adlaw nga dunay labaw pang maayong adlaw unsa pa nang mga adlaw.
No, the kingdom of God is the might and the power of Jesus Christ and the authority that he has given us.
Ang gingharian sa Dios mao ang kagahom og ang awtoridad nga iyang gibutang dinhi sa atong kinabuhi.
Now we come to verse 21.
Dinhi sa bersikulo 21.
when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace.
Magbantay sa iyang balay, dili gayud kahilabtan ang iyang mga butang.
Hallelujah. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils.
Apan kung may mas kusgan pa nga mosulong ug mobuntog sa maong tawo, ang labing kusgan mohilog sa tanang hinagiban nga gisaligan niya itong kawala o bahin-bahinon sa mas kusgan ang tinuli.
Now the devil builds in the souls of men.
Karon ang demonyo nagtukod siya diha sa kinasuluran sa usa ka tawo.
He builds a stronghold.
Nagbuhat siya og ligon, iyang giligon diha sa kalag sa tawo.
Do you know what I mean by a stronghold?
Nakahibalo ba ta kon sa ligon nga patukuranan?
Do you have any buildings around here that you would call a stronghold?
Nabay mga building, nabay kon mga balay nga dagko din.
A fortress,
ligon?
Like a fair? I've never seen the palace where Cory Aquino lives. Long ago, I remember seeing pictures of it when Marcos was going out.
Dugay na nga panahon na kita siya nga ipahigawas sila ni Imelda gipangabog.
But I would imagine that there is a high wall around the building.
Pero iyang mauna-huna katong usa ka pared nga libot gipalibot gikural sa usa ka building.
I would say that there are security guards that are watching the gates and watching the walls.
Naa po yung mga nagbantay dito nga nagabantay sa mga butang dito sa ilang mga saparin.
And the building itself, bars on the windows, you know.
Sirado, siguro ang mga balay sirado.
Made of very, very strong material that cannot easily be broken down.
O giligon po nila ang mga sira sa mga balay. Aron dili madali pagkabungkag o pagkaguba.
And the man ruling this place is called a strong man.
O ang tao nga nagbantay niini gingan lang og ligon o kusgan nga tao.
He was a strong man, wasn't he?
Ligon nga tao, di ba?
I don't remember much about him, but I read the newspaper and they call him the strong man.
Well, di siya kadumdum sa ingalan na, pero iya lang nadumdum siya sa newspaper nga dunay tao dito.
Now, what I'm saying is, this is the way Satan has his strongholds. We see people that need much deliverance from their soul. And what the Lord is saying here is that we cannot bring a complete deliverance until we can get the strong man. We don't always know who the strong man is. Because he hides his identity. And when we approach his place, he sends out the little guys. And he sends out these dogs that bark and bite and and that is meant to distract us to think, oh, this is the man's problem. It's this dog that is barking at me and snarling at me. I was laying in bed trying to think of an example, and I don't think this maybe isn't a very good example, but let me give it anyway. Hypothetical.
Oh, so many hypothetical.
Yeah.
Oh, hypothetical.
So here we have a man, and he has a bad habit. He's always spitting tobacco.
Oh, niya kung ano yung taon niya, kanona lang daw tayo ang buhat niya magkusog magtabako.
Well, if only I could give him counseling and teach him not to do that, I would solve his problem.
Kung mahimo palang tingali nga ako siyang kasulpian, ako siyang katambagan, may tungod ni ini, tingali masulbad na ko ang iyang problema.
So with much effort and counseling and therapy,
nagkinahanglan gid kini og paghago og maayo nga pagpanambag og pagtudlo.
We teach the man not to carry on that filthy habit.
Og sultian siya nga ayaw na pagdaladala ni anang manghugaw nga imong gibisyo-bisyo.
The problem is, I didn't go after the root problem, did I?
Ang problema lang kay wala magayta maka
he has another problem, and that is the tobacco that he's chewing. So maybe if I could only get him to stop chewing tobacco, we would deal with the real problem.
Tingali kung kasultihan ako siya na ayaw na pag-usap-usap ay nahimog babulgam ng imong tabako na makahimay gawa siya na rin iyang problema.
But no, that's not his real problem either, is it?
Pero dili na mao ang iya yung problema.
Well, he's addicted to nicotine.
Dili kung kanalang mga nikotin, mga onsa diha.
And he found out he can get nicotine other ways too. So I take him to the doctor and I get a prescription for him to put some patches on, and now he doesn't need to chew tobacco, he doesn't need to smoke anymore. And now I've made a nice man out of him. But that isn't the root of his problem either, is it? There's still a strong man in there. Why did the man start doing the things that he was doing to begin with? And then I find out that there's a spirit of rebellion in the man. He started this rebellion when he was 13 years old. Well, he didn't really start when he was 13. That's when he began to manifest it. You see, his father was a rebellious man. His uncle is a rebellious man. Now, I don't know how to go after that spirit. I can't say, well, we'll just have anger management and this type of thing, but we're not going to take care of the strong man.
Karon di siya makahimo sa pag-akupara ng mga tawhana, pero ang tinguan niya karon mao na gyud ang pagpahawa niya ng usa ka kusgan nga tawo.
So Jesus said, it takes a stronger man. Maybe we can deal with some of these little dogs. But I want to deal with a strong man that is ruling the castle.
Pero ang gusto gyud niya nga mao nga kanang naghari kinha nga kuskan nga tawo mo gyud makagawas diha.
We will never have a real change of the government until we put out the strong man.
Dili ta sa makapusab sa atong panggobyerno kung wala ta makaangay, kung dili nato mapahigawas kanang lig-on og kusgan nga tawo nga anaa diha.
Abraham could never become among the sons of God until he put out the bondwoman and the son of the bondwoman.
Abraham dili sab sa mahimong hingpit nga anak sa Dios kung wala niya mapahigawas katong iyang ulipon nga babae o katong anak sa iyang ulipon nga babae.
Because it was revealing some kind of idolatry that was in his own soul.
Tungod kay nagapadayag mangud kana og sa kadios Dios diha sa iyang kaugalingon nga kanang.
If we have idolatry in our soul, something that is more important than Jesus Christ and His kingdom, we have an issue that needs to be, that we need to be delivered from.
Kung makita nato nga doon na pa ang mga Diyos-Diyos din sa atong kinasuloran, ikinahanglan pagayos nga mapahigawas kita sa atong kaugalingon.
So the stronger man comes,
mauna nga ang kusgan nga tao kung siya moabot.
And the stronger man is what?
Unya unsa man kini kusgan nga tao?
Jesus Christ.
Mao kini siya si Ginoong Jesucristo. Amen. Mao kini ang kusgan nga tao.
Christ in me.
Si Kristo nga niya kanako.
The hope of glory.
Ang paglawom sa himaya.
Amen. That is the stronger man.
Mao na siya ang kusgan nga tao.
I can never deal with a strong man in my own flesh.
Dili ko makahimo pagbuntog niya ng kusgan nga tao pinagi lamang sa akong kaugalingon.
But as I call upon Jesus,
apan sa diyang mutawag nako mga itabang sa Ginoo,
deliver that part of me, O God, that is against your kingdom.
Huwag mo ingon ako nga Ginoo, ipahigawas ako nining dautan nga niya sa akong kinabuhi aron nga mahingpit ako.
And it says he takes all his armor wherein he trusted and divides his spoils. It takes all his armor, all his weapons.
Apan kun may mas kusgan pa nga mosulong ug mubuntog sa maong tao, ang laing kusgan moilog sa tanang hinagiban, nagisaligan itong tawhana ug bahin-bahinon sa mas kusgan ang tinuli.
Now, what are the weapons of Satan?
Unsa pa man ang mga hinagiban ni Satana? Ha?
Do you know any of his weapons? Can you name a few? We don't have to name them all. Just name me a few.
Oh.
Go ahead, brother. Fear. That means if I am motivated by fear, if this is why I'm compromising, if this is why I give in to these ancestral demands of my fathers, then I have to get rid of the fear. Guilt. Guilty. Satan makes you feel guilty if you're going to do that.
Onya mahimo kang mahadlo ka guilty o makonsensya.
I remember very well.
Makadumdum gyud mayo.
I remember very well the day that I made a decision.
Sa panahon na naghimo gyud kog desisyon.
I was in my mid-30s.
Diya sa nag-edad pa siya sa 30s.
But I was intimidated by fear and guilt.
Onya
I was afraid to really step out all the way for God. And I remember the day that I made the decision and I made the announcement. With my mouth, I made the announcement. I made it for people to hear, and I made it for devils to hear.
Aron nga mahibalo ang mga tao o mahibalo sa ang demonyo.
And I said, never again will I be intimidated by fear or guilt.
Diyang gisulti nga dili na kinahanglan nga maharian pa sa ining kahadlok o kining
I am going for the fullness of the kingdom of God from this day on. And what do you suppose happened? Satan ran scared? No. The mouth of hell opened up against me. Fire, persecution, testing, trial. Everything in my life started coming apart and going bad. And I had to fight the battle and say, no, I will not go back. Even if Satan tries to kill me, I will not stop at this point. And so you see, when we put those spirits out,
verse 24,
and when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man,
sa panahon nga mugula sa usa ka tawo nga usa ka dakong espiritu.
See, I believe that I got a measure of deliverance that day. I did what it said with Proverbs. Deliver yourself with the words of your mouth. Make the announcement to hell. I don't owe you anything anymore. The blood of Jesus paid my debt. I am not paying you another payment. So when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it says he walks through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out.
Magbantay dieta kay matod pa rin magsuroy-suroy siya sa mga dapit. Ang datang espiritu sa dia magagawas na siya, magsuroy-suroy nga to sa mga mamalaog mangitag iyang kapahulayan. Kung dili siya makadapit-dapit, moingon siya, mabalik lang ako sa akong gipuy-an kaniadto.
You see, demons want to live in men, women, people. Some of these demons are demons that lived in your great-grandfather. You say, well, Brother Mark, I'm a Christian. I can't have these things. Oh, yes, you can. You can have whatever you want. When I was born again, I got saved, I got delivered from the penalty of hell. But I didn't get delivered from the influence of all those ancestral spirits.
Pero wala pagin mahingpit nga may gawas siya gikan sa ilang mga kaliwatan, mga kinaiyahan.
And so the Spirit goes out, and he goes out into dry places. But he says, I want to go back and live in my house again. You see, brethren, spirits don't live in this kind of house. They don't get any life from this kind of thing. And we know that God doesn't live in this kind of a building. He doesn't live in buildings made of stone. When we talk about the coming of Jesus Christ to His temple, He's not coming back to a place that they could build over in Jerusalem. That's not where He would come to dwell. If He's coming to His temple, where is He coming? Where? Yes. Yes. My goodness. I thought Jesus was already in here. I thought I invited Him in my life. But you see, I don't have the fullness of Jesus. You know, God is everywhere. Isn't He? God is everywhere. But the prophetic word and the word of the sister, the vision, He was here today. That means He's here in a greater measure today than He was 2 hours ago. Why was He here when we had the praise and the worship? Why was it revealed that He was here then? Because we opened our doors. Open my soul to praise, that the King of Glory might come in. God is a spirit. They that worship Him will worship in spirit and in truth. It doesn't matter what accessories we have when we worship, except mostly the praise of our mouth and the open of our heart. Open up ye gates that the King may come in. Do you get a little vision of what's going to happen when Jesus comes suddenly to His temple? But you see, there's an enemy that wants that place in that house. We put Him out. But He never stops trying. Every time we let the guard down, there He is, trying to get back again. Somebody comes to push the button to see if they can't get the old response out of us again. We see things. We see a picture. Somebody does something, says something. He keeps trying to get back in. So how are we going to keep Him out? It says if He comes back and He finds the place clean and empty,
ingon din he.
Clean, swept, empty. Nothing in the house.
Why na kuyo dito sa imong kinasaluran?
Put the devil out, but didn't put anything else back there.
Gipahigawas ng yawa onya, wala naman po imong gisunog balik din eh.
I didn't feed the house with the word of God. I didn't worship in the spirit.
Wala mo siya pakan na wala mo pakan na imong kagalingon sa mga pulong sa Ginoo. Wala nimo gipasulod ang espiritu sa Ginoo.
I didn't practice the presence of the Lord.
Wala nimo gitundan ang pagtawag sa presensya sa Dios.
The Lord did not know that this was a place that He could come anytime He wants.
Wala po lang Dios makahigayon sa pagsulod diha kanimo.
The Lord can have this body anytime He wants. He can do anything in this house He wants to do. But if that doesn't happen, this devil comes back. And he says,
oh,
my old house is still available. There's nobody living there. I'm going to get 7 of my friends. And boy, this time we're really going to fortify those gates and nobody's getting in. I'm going to put my generals, I'm going to put my army in there. Security guards with guns. Oh yes. And the last case is going to be worse than the former. Do we have time for a couple more verses? Yes, why don't we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll look at a few more. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Oh, let's start in verse 3.
Capitulo 10, versículo 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Tinuod nga nagpuyo kami sa kalibutan, apan dili kami makig-away tungod sa kalibutanong tinguha.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Kaya ang mga hinagiban na gigamit namo sa mong pagpakig-away, dili mga hinagiban sa kalibutan, kundi ligamhanan mga hinagiban sa Dios na mulumpag sa mga kuta sa sayop ng mga pangatarungan.
How do we deal with Satan's kingdom?
Unsao man nato ang pagpahigawas sa gingharian ni Satanas?
Tear it down.
Abungkagon gidiay nato.
Destroy his network.
Atong dauton ug lumpagon ang iyang mga kaubanan o ang iyang gingharian.
You know, so many times somebody gets saved.
Daghan mga higayon nga ang usa ka tawo maluwas.
And maybe they were in the world.
Og tingali gikan sa kalibutan.
Sometimes a rock singer from the world gets saved.
Usahay dunay maluwas nga kanang kaubanan sa banda, maluwas.
Jesus forgives him.
Ang Ginoong Hesus mopasaylo kaniya.
Washes all his sins away.
Hugasan niya ang tanan niyang pagpakasala.
And the man ends up in a big church somewhere.
Og ato na siya sa mosimba sa simbahan nga o dako baka ang simbahan.
And one day he meets the big leader of the church.
Onya sa kadlaw ma usay matagbo niya ang dako-dako ana nga simbahan.
Oh, you used to be a rock singer.
Oy.
Well, we can use your talent here.
Uy, maayo, kanya ka. Magamit ka kayo diri.
You can write me some new songs.
Oh, makahimo ka sa pag sulat og bagong mga kanta.
Come on, I want some songs that sound a little bit like the world, but I want some Christian words in them.
Maayo na makanta nga rap kanang pangkalibutan pero list na nato kanang Panginoo.
And so what do we have now? We have mixture.
Na mao na ni karon kita na madungog nato nga na sinagula na ang kanta.
You see that whole network of the thinking of Satan and that style of spirit, the man should have cast down that whole network of his thinking from the world.
Yeah, tanaw pinaagi ni ana mahimo na hinon nga masinagulan ang atong pagbuhat diya sa Ginoo o nga bisan pa sa panghuna-huna sa tao, masinagulan na sa makalibutan nga panghuna-huna.
God can use his praise, God can use his fingers to play the instrument.
Ang Dios makahimo sa pag gamit sa iyang pagdayeg o sa iyang mga tudlo aron pagtukar sa mga instrumento.
But God doesn't want him bringing that spirit from the world into the church.
Pero dili gusto sa Dios nga ang espiritu nga naani gikan sa kalibutan ang dalog dili sa sugod sa pinharian sa Dios.
Paul is saying to the Corinthian church here,
mao na nga nagtugon si Apostol Pablo sa simbahan sa Corinto,
spiritual weapons to the pulling down of strongholds.
Nagibot siya may tungod sa mga hinagiban sa Dios aron sa paglumpag sa mga kalibutan o sa gingharian.
And you see these strongholds are part of our mind and our thinking.
Atong malantad din nga kinidiay kaligon na gipahimutan sa kaaway mo rin mukhang din sa atong panghunahuna, mugahom.
If a man has been a big business executive in the world and he's saved, he shouldn't be bringing the ways of the organization of business into the church.
Kining tao magikan sa kalibutan onya maluwas na binagkuan siya diya sa kalibutan dakong tao onya sigurado gayud nga kanang mga butanga na iyas kalibutan madala niya apan wala gikinahanglan sa simbahan.
Because his way of thinking in the world is, I want to become great, so I have to climb up above other people. And I have to begin to rule over other people and make them obey me. And then I'll be great in God's kingdom. But that isn't the way it works, is it? Jesus said, no, that's the way Gentiles operate. But it's not going to be that way in my kingdom. See, James and John didn't understand that, did they? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be great in God's kingdom.
Wala may daotan kung gusto ka nga mahimong dako sa gingharian sa Dios.
But the way to get there,
pero ang paagi nga mato ka dito,
is to go down and be a servant.
Mao dai ang pagpaubos ug mag-alagad ka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Importante di ay ang tanan atong mga panghunahuna labi na sa atong pagpataas. Kailangan nga dalhon nato diya sa paagi sa panghunahuna nga iya kang Kristo.
So, the deliverance
mauna nga ang atong pagkahigawas
is going to come into my mind.
Magsugo din ni sa pag-abot sa akong hunahuna.
My thinking.
Sa akong panghunahuna.
The imaginations, the pictures that come into my mind.
Ang akong gipang malandong na moabot din ni sa
These are the things that are going to have to be changed. And I'm going to have to begin to see like Jesus sees things. You see, when people come against me and they're not nice and they're not kind, they may be difficult for me to love them. But when I begin to think some not nice thoughts about them, the Holy Spirit comes and whispers in my ear, "Well, my son, how do you think I would deal with this situation?" But my son, do you realize that I love that woman?
Anak, ikaw, kung sa'yo mong unahon na nagtuo ka ba nga ako higugmaon ka ng maong babae?
But Lord, she's very difficult. She's very difficult.
Lisod kayo na siya, kung sa ba?
She doesn't do anything she's told.
Dili man siya mabuhat sa tanan nga isulti.
She comes back tomorrow and asks me the same thing she asked me the day before. She doesn't listen. I don't think I can love her, Lord. But son, how do you think I look at her? Yes, Lord, she is your sheep.
Yes, Lord, mana kun imo siyang karnero.
Can you love her, son?
Yaringo nang gino mahigug makaban niya na.
Yes, I guess so. I'll try, Lord. Well, how are you going to do that, son? I'm going to call upon your strength, Lord. Okay, son.
Okay, son.
That'll take care of it, because I... my strength will be in you when you are weak. One more verse and then we'll quit. Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew chapter 11. Hallelujah.
Just one verse. Verse 12.
Matthew 11, verse 12.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, when is that now? Did that extend right until today? Or did that now end when Jesus spoke that word? Today. From John the Baptist until today. And when I read this tomorrow, it'll be true of tomorrow as well. What did John the Baptist announce? The kingdom of God. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
Nga may abot o ang mga tao kusganong naninguha paghupot niini.
So when you go about the business of delivering your soul, brethren,
kung magsugod ka diha sa pagpaygawas imong kagalingon ikon,
expect violence.
Kinahanglan nga magunahon nga kaog kanang bayulente.
Expect that the devil will fight you.
Imo nang ekspektahon nga ang kaaway nga mo ang demonyo moaway ni nimo.
But expect that you are going to win, because the power of Jesus Christ and the weapons that He have are greater than the weapons of darkness. Well, I think that's enough for now. Hallelujah. We want to give you an opportunity, unless someone has something really pertinent here. But we really believe that you should have an opportunity to respond to the word that God has spoken today. Could we stand? Amen. Maybe the sister could come and lead us in a song that is appropriate again.
Hallelujah.
But I want you to take this opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. Ask others to pray for you if you need help, if you need prayer. And as the Holy Spirit is putting His finger, the finger of God, the finger of God will bring your deliverance. As He's putting His finger on these places in your life, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to free you from those influences of darkness, that you might serve Him in righteousness and be a holy vessel unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother and his wife would maybe come and... Hallelujah. Jesus.